Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mornings with Molly and Haw on 670 The Score.
Here's Kyle Tucker, reached on a walk in the first. Righty-lefty matchup, Severino deals. Tucker swings, hits a high fly ball, deep right field. Forget about it! Long gone! Kyle Tucker has done it. For the first time in his career, he has hit a home run in four consecutive ball games. And the Cubs go up 4-2 here in the third.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Cubs win again. Another homer for Tucker. Things are going much better than when we worried about the bullpen, Mr. Davis.
I think so. Definitely. Yes. What bullpen? Yes. Kyle Tucker has arrived, and with an exclamation point, he is doing the kinds of things that you thought he was capable of doing, and it's so early in the season. But he's never homered in four straight games before.
And we asked the question this morning, and it was taken as mean-spirited, and it wasn't intended as such.
I think it
But we asked the question.
Create a little tension.
Are you concerned?
It created a little tension, not going to lie.
That this is eventually, like David says, he's a sucker for Tucker.
I did.
But what happens when you get kind of tuckered out at the end of the season?
I don't think I'm going to get tuckered out.
He's only here. No, he's Tucker out. I'm saying he's not here forever.
No, don't start that. No.
We don't want to speak of that.
No, it's too early.
It's too early
it's
to
April
worry
2nd.
About that. Yes.
It's April 2nd, and he is off to as good of a start as he's been off to in his major league career. He's comfortable, clearly, in a Cub uniform. He would be
How about this?
Very, very expensive to keep.
Yes, but you keep the money just from the beer bat. You take that money, and then at the end of the year, you like buy him something.
Kind of the Tucker
this
fund?
This is from the fans.
Yeah. Well, I think you'd sell a lot of beer that way. And I can tell you from experience, those beer bats aren't cheap.
Brandon is the only guy I know who had one.
He had one, but I've bought a couple out there.
You've had a beer bat?
Yes.
You never told me that.
I did tell you that.
No.
You forget.
You're hiding,
I went out there
hiding that information.
The day that I had the hot dog and showed you guys.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I was actually capable of eating a hot dog
at
Wrigley.
You were with your son?
And yes.
Yes, I
remember. If my son's involved, there typically would be a beer bat or beer involved. So, yes, okay. It was that night. But those are expensive. And whatever it takes all you want the Cubs to do is be at the table. I mean, you want them to keep him. You want him to be able to step up and be a team that's capable of signing a guy to a long-term contract. I know the price is going to be crazy by the end of the year.
Yeah, especially if he keeps hitting a home run.
But the season just started. Don't tell me I have to say goodbye already. Let's enjoy his presence before we start to plan his departure.
I was merely asking if you can afford to be emotionally involved knowing the limited time frame.
My answer is my answer.
Okay. And that's fair. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's okay to get caught up in it.
That's not a mean question. That's just, you know, looking into
maybe mean is overstating
the mirror of reality,
you're tweaking.
Don Quixote.
You're tweaking.
Never.
You're kind of trying to tweak here.
No. Never happened.
First four games for Kyle Tucker, he was 2-for-16. Since then, he's 10-for-18. Oh, did I mention his OPS? 1.303.
And that's with a legitimate bat, not the new torpedo.
Who needs a torpedo bat when you're Kyle Tucker? Aaron Judge doesn't need it. Kyle Tucker doesn't need it either. But I have nothing against the torpedo bat. I think it's great.
I love the torpedo bat.
I love it.
Bat.
I love the fact that Dansby Swanson uses it. I love the fact that Nico Hoerner tries it. More torpedo bats, the better. More long balls, the better.
What's better, seriously, the beer bat or the torpedo bat? What is your preference?
What time is it?
Yeah, it depends on
the one I can hit 50 dingers with.
Yeah,
there you go.
That sounds good. I don't know. Sometimes
that's
those
good.
Beer bats,
They come in handy.
You need to unwind.
Okay. You know? Are you guys at all surprised, though, that Kyle Tucker didn't hit four straight or home run in four straight games with the Astros?
A little bit.
I kind of am.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you. It was a surprise to hear that he hadn't done that before, especially since he's done it so effortlessly.
Cubs needed that one last night, though. It was good. Justin Steele, still a little bit of a concern.
Yes.
Gave up two home runs.
I know.
He's not been sharp.
Stop that.
This is his third start already.
Yes.
And I don't think we've seen the best of Justin Steele just yet. And today we get Jameson Taillon, get his chance. He didn't look good the last time out either.
Say a novena.
I don't think you need to go that far.
Okay.
But you feel free to say a novena if you want. It's Lent. So I think that if you want to get, you know, say a novena, you're more than entitled. But we have Jameson Taillon and Jeffrey Springs, 2:35 first pitch, 2:00 pregame.
God bless
Zach.
The A's, right? I mean, isn't it nice to play the A's because the bats have come? What'd they score? How many runs they have in the first game?
Was 18.
Okay, that's pretty good.
They got seven last night.
By the way, the 18, the most ever scored in baseball history by in an opening of a ballpark, first game in a new ballpark.
That's a good little nugget.
Yeah,
that's a nice little 18. Tidbit.
That's
Didn't I know that?
That's a lot.
You know,
now you answer with how many they have yesterday?
Seven.
Okay, you got 25 runs in two games.
I think they need 12 more today.
That, you know, it sounds like that's the pace, right? They could do that.
Seiya Suzuki hit a 445-foot homer.
He hit a home run they can't even measure.
They can't.
It was a three-run shot, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
And we have maybe overlooked in all of our giddiness over the offense, Ryan Pressly, don't call me Stressly, Ryan Pressly had a scoreless ninth, first save. First save as a Cub.
You bet your Astros he did that.
I think that's good.
He's one of many.
Well, he needed that. He needed that, so we're not complaining about the bullpen.
So we're not complaining about Astro washouts coming to Wrigley. And listen, this is great. Win this game, win the series, and then get back to Wrigley and everybody will be happy. Friday, right?
I was also heartened to see, yes, you're right, the opener Friday is 4-4, and it's going to be the opener at Wrigley. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope the weather agrees and cooperates. Last night, though, another thing that was good to see from a Cub fan perspective, Justin Turner, 40 years old, here for a very specific purpose, to be a pinch hitter, to provide some depth, and be a good clubhouse guy, came in off the bench, infield pulled in, boom, single up the middle. RBI in a tough spot. Good for Justin Turner to get off hit as a Cub.
Are you trying to prevent yourself from getting too emotionally involved with Justin Turner?
Yes. I'm prepared for his departure.
Okay.
Don't tell me to resist the Kyle Tucker love. Not after he's hit four homers in four games in a row.
I mean, can't we discuss life without making it like a mean-spirited conversation? I'm just saying.
Okay, maybe mean was overstated.
As you love seeing the homers, you have to know.
Let me see the way.
Cha-ching.
The question was worded this way. It was, is it time to start investing real emotion in the guy, or do you recommend Cub fans temper their emotion since every bomb brings him closer to a new deal the Cubs won't pay?
What? That was very dramatic.
That's dramatic.
David threw his.
That was a dramatic.
He
paper
threw
flip.
All the papers.
I mean, what if that's not mean spirited? What is it?
I think it's a legitimate question.
Are you gonna
pay this guy or not?
No,
I need to know before I invest. I'm not buying you a T-shirt that says, you know, something about King Tut or whatever. I can't buy that for you until I know he's going to be here longer than 1 year.
I'll take a King Tuck T-shirt.
All right, I'll buy it.
I'll take a Sucker for Tucker T-shirt. I'm not resisting that because the likelihood that he's one and done.
Okay, that's fair.
Do you think that Duke fans are rooting any less for Cooper Flagg because they know that he's on his way out just two more mere games?
Okay, that's a very good example because they're going to win, apparently, if they're
nice
playing too.
Dunk, Cooper.
Nice sneaking
Boy,
in
Cooper.
The fact that they're in the championship game.
Yes.
I think
way to go, Cooper.
That Duke fans are running around saying stuff like, oh, he loves playing here so much, he's not going to go pro. No one's going to go pro and take all the money that comes with it because it's Duke and we sleep here and, oh, we're welcome. Look at how much we've supported him. So your heart's about to be broken.
Yes, it is.
He's going to be the first overall pick, and he's going to get paid like it.
But let them love and lose. Let them go. Yeah. Let them be.
Better to
let them be, Mully.
Lost. I know.
Yes, I've already been poetic this morning. I'm not going to go there again. You're just going to make me sappy.
I don't think it was a rude or unwarranted question. Or
it's a fair question, it's going to be the one that lingers over every hot stretch for Kyle Tucker. And I don't like that backdrop, but I think it's reality you have to accept. Is it conceivable the Cubs could come up with the money to keep him? Is it conceivable that he will like playing in Wrigley Field enough to stay? Don't know. Too early to judge either thing definitively.
Fun to talk about.
Seriously, so
when the guy goes on a 4-home-run streak, we need to talk about him. And I thought that was a fair, well-worded question.
Your questions are always well-worded. Yeah. Especially when you throw in the fancy English major vocabulary. They're very well-worded.
You know, I mean, I was beaten by nuns. That's how I became
an English major.
Relatively, capable of communicating. You get hit enough when you make errors.
That'll do it. There's a long line of guys.
But I used to take the ruler. I mean, honestly, it was not as pleasant as you would think. All right, we got to get to a break. We're going to keep it going, though. I know some people want to check in. We'll get to your phone calls, 312-644-6767. We're going to, don't forget, we got Ozzie at 8. We're going to talk to Chelly. Will Venable, manager of the White
Sox,
going to join us at 9. Can't wait to talk to him. Yep. I feel like this is an opportunity to get smarter. He's going to share with us different information.
Now, that guy has maybe a vocabulary.
He'll tell us if Pitching Ninja is worth anything.
Ooh, we should talk about
that. Yeah, well, I'm sorry I brought that up.
Okay.
Let's talk about it next. We'll
All
talk
right.
about
we
Pitching
will.
Ninja.
Okay, good.
Mully and Haw on the score.